The Americas.
Women in Latin America. Stubborn brutality. Sexism and impunity make it hard to curb violence against women in Latin America.
On October 1st, Mexico's first female president, Claudia Sheinbaum, was sworn into office. Flanked by female soldiers, she declared that it was time for transformation and time for women, before sending a raft of bills to Congress designed to improve their lot. Meanwhile, at the other end of the continent, Argentina's former president, Alberto Fernandez, has been accused of domestic abuse in a case which has shocked the region. Photos on his secretary's phone showed his former partner, Fabiola Yáñez, with bruises on her face and body. Leaked audio files appear to capture Mr. Fernandez telling the former first lady to go to hell and all your offspring, you dumb bitch. Mr. Fernandez denies all charges. This pair of events illustrates the gap between rhetoric and reality in Latin America when it comes to the treatment of women. Countries across the region have passed laws against domestic violence in recent decades. Shelters for abuse victims have popped up. Hotlines to report crimes have become more common. Yet the outcome is disheartening. While the killing of women has decreased somewhat, the murder of women in their homes rose by 9% in the decade to 2020. Domestic abuse in some Latin American countries remains unusually common for their level of development. The region has more laws on the books that specifically criminalise femicide, the killing of women, than anywhere else in the world. But this rebranding has helped little, if at all. In Mexico, where 9 women are killed on an average day, just 1% of femicides end in a conviction. The rate is similar for all murders. According to the World Bank, almost 1/3 of women around the world have been physically, psychologically, or sexually assaulted at least once during their lifetime. The share is around 1/5 in rich countries. The vast majority of assaults are committed by current or former intimate partners. The regions with the highest levels of gender violence are sub-Saharan Africa, South Asia, and Oceania, but some countries in Latin America stand out. Some 60% of women in Bolivia say they have been physically abused by their partner at least once. In Ecuador, 40% say the same. In Mexico and Honduras, nearly 6 women per 100,000 are murdered every year. The global average hovers around 2 per 100,000. The impunity enjoyed by abusers is one of the main factors behind continued violence. In some cases, perpetrators get away with it thanks to connections with politicians, lawyers, or drug gangs. Wendy Figueroa Morales, the director of Mexico's network of shelters for women, reckons that more than 1/3 of those who have sought refuge in her havens have been abused by men with links either to organised crime or politicians. In one case which reached Mexico's Supreme Court in 2015, the murderer, who worked at the office of a state attorney general, was initially able to pass his wife's death off as suicide. Bolivia's former president, Evo Morales, who wants to run for office again next year, is being investigated for allegedly raping a 15-year-old girl who subsequently gave birth to his child. Mr. Morales calls the allegations political persecution. Sexism is rampant. In a study of almost 5,000 young men and women in Latin America, conducted in 2017 by Oxfam, almost 2/3 of boys aged 15 to 19 said that when a woman says no to sex, she really means yes. In a poll last year, nearly 40% of Peruvians agreed that a woman should obtain her partner's permission before leaving the house to see family or friends. In another survey, almost 1/3 said that a woman is somewhat to blame if she goes to a party alone and is raped. These attitudes appear to cause foot dragging and indifference from the authorities when responding to crimes against women, granting further protection to abusers. Disdain reaches the top level of power. When Evi Agreda, a 22-year-old Peruvian woman, was killed in 2018 by her stalker, Carlos Hualpa, he doused her in petrol and set her on fire on a bus. The then president, Martin Vizcarra, initially responded by saying, "We feel very sad, but sometimes that's the destiny of life, and we have to accept it." The violence is not evenly distributed, either geographically or socioeconomically. Poverty, alcohol consumption, and lower levels of education are all associated with higher levels of violence against women. Women moving along migration routes are particularly vulnerable. Diego Batistessa of Carlos III University in Madrid has documented the death, killing or disappearance of at least 500 Venezuelan women among migration routes since September 2019. The real number is probably much higher. Many others are raped. Charities operating near the Darien Gap, a treacherous stretch of jungle between Colombia and Panama, which many Venezuelan migrants cross to reach the United States, say that the level of sexual violence they have seen in recent years is comparable to that observed in war zones. Murky data and the reality that many women do not report abuse mean that it is difficult to discern which interventions are working to reduce violence. Government investment in reporting hotlines and awareness campaigns at least lead to more abuse being reported. In Brazil, after President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva came to power in January 2023, he boosted funds for the Women's Ministry by 400 million reais, that's $70 million, over 4 years. Among other things, the money is being used to employ more people on a domestic abuse hotline and to spread awareness about its existence. Calls increased from 82,000 in 2022 to 114,000 so far in 2024, according to Denise Motadao, Brazil's National Secretary for Combating Violence Against Women. But these reports rarely inform investigations into murder or abuse. Just 3 out of 19 countries in Latin America use data from previous complaints of violence when investigating femicides. Those that do show that complaints often precede more serious violence. In Uruguay in 2022, some 37% of women who were murdered had made formal complaints before their partner killed them. What would do most to reduce violence against women would be a combination of better trained prosecutors who can achieve even moderate conviction rates and education that deters machismo. Unfortunately, that transformation is likely to be a long time coming.